Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Holla!
Welcome to the Real Housewives of Rewatch. I'm Sue Funk, and I'm here with
Danielle from Brands by Bravo. I always want to go like brum, 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 like that.
Well, we should be making celebration noises because I don't think we brought this up on our last episode, but you have a new book out, Danielle.
I do. I wrote a second one, and it's called P is for Pumptini. And it's a Vanderpump Rules ABC book. So if you got H's for Housewives, now there's P's for Pumptini.
And it's just in time for the new season. So
yes, yes, indeed.
And we'll talk about that another time. But
yeah, it's I'm super very fun. The book.
It's so cute. It's so fun.
James Kennedy approved it, which made me really happy.
So you're basically a star.
Yes. Like, and Bravo commented on it as well.
Really?
Yeah. On my TikTok. Yeah, Bravo commented on it. So that made me really happy too.
What did they say?
They said these babies really be serving S-U-R.
Oh my God.
Come ready to serve, something like that. And then I wrote back and asked if they make the sir dresses as onesies.
Yo, Jordan needs that.
Speaking of noises, though, it just reminded me of something that we always do where Jordan always makes this noise where she goes like, and Derek and I always go, and sing the song, though. If y'all want to party like we do.
If you all want to party like this.
Let me hear you go.
I feel like kids don't understand, like people in their 20s don't understand that, like, freeze now.
Everybody clap your hands.
No, but the like the freeze now. If you're an independent woman and like that like whole spiel, make some noise.
Oh, no, like, that song is I was like in fifth grade singing that song.
That song is just like a seminal like school dance song, like New York song. Like I just feel like whenever I would be out in a club in New York, that song would always come on without fail. And well, everyone would be so hype.
I actually, now that I'm thinking of it, I have no idea who sings it.
No clue.
I don't know what the name of it is. I don't know what year it came out.
Nope.
But I sing it to my baby.
And it's sweet.
It's a sweet, sweet lullaby.
So here we are on episode 14, season 5 of Roni in our rewatch. And we're back in St. Barth's. We live in St. Barth's now in this house.
It's giving like Barcelona.
Barcelona.
Barcelona, how you have to say it. This episode is called Slutty Island, which I thought was really funny that they called it Slutty Island.
That is perfect.
Yeah, yeah. And actually when I'm looking on like Wikipedia, it is like S...Y Island. Like they didn't even like... Google doesn't write it out to say Slutty Island.
Ooh. Interesting.
I don't think that word is really gauche anymore.
I don't know. I feel like it could go either way. Because it seems like you're shaming them. But I feel like this episode is very much celebrating it. Because we start off with Lou almost pooping her pants because the only person who shows up to their party that night is Tomas. And as you'll remember, she was with Tomas and not Italians the night before.
Yeah, supposedly. Rumored. Don't know.
Rumors.
Do you think production disinvited everyone except for Tomas?
I think they definitely could have. I think that they probably didn't. I think it was just the luck of the draw, because what we see in Ultimate Girls Trip is like, there aren't that many people to like hang. I don't think that like there were a ton of people.
But so Ramona tries to pull Tomas aside.
She just is like grilling him.
Of course. Well, Ramona would love something to hold over Lou. And yeah, she's just like, so you were here last night, right? You were here last night. You were definitely here last night. And he just basically like pretends he's on the phone and runs away from her.
Oh, there is somebody else who shows up, though. Lou's friend, Carol, comes. Or
we don't know her name. You and I can't remember.
Yeah, whatever. Because she remembers our Carol from her first visit. And she's telling her that at the party. And she's just like, again, like, wow, I took a small plane here. My husband was here. And now this woman's like, oh, I remember you and your husband. Did you remarry? Like all this stuff. And it's just, she's just in a strange place hearing it. She just doesn't, you can tell that she's having a tough time. Because it's also very weird for her because she's here with her new boyfriend.
Yeah.
Or not boyfriend, boyfriend? Yeah.
I'm not sure. But Sonia and Tomas then are flirting hard.
Yes, she is going after it. She's just like, well, it's my turn. I'll take a sloppy second. And they're like flirting with him because he's wearing makeup. She's like, oh, you know, like, does that mean you're bisexual? There was at one point somebody brings up that maybe it's because he's bisexual. And then somebody says, all French men are. And then Sonia's like, it doesn't matter. He's so hot, even though he's wearing makeup.
Oh, gosh. Speaking of hot, Sonia's wearing this white outfit that she just looks insanely gorgeous in. Like,
she really does. She came to party.
Yeah, and she knew what she was doing when she put this outfit on.
And she takes the pirate to the garden.
Yes, the cameramen are running around searching for them, which I think is like really funny. And they find them. And they're you know something's gonna happen between them, that's for sure.
And you hear their mics, like she's like, he's like, oh, like they say something about butt, and she's like, isn't it soft, isn't my butt soft or something.
Oh, it's gosh. Like
it's very you know, it's game on basically.
Yeah.
And she's banging him in the garden, like not in a room. She's a classy
lady. I think they do go to a room because don't the ladies walk in on them
at some point, but I do think that they like were really going at it in the garden, because she alludes it to it, I think, in the next episode about how she was getting bruises in the garden.
Oh, okay. Well, the next day the ladies go on a boat, and it's when they're on the boat that they say that they walked in on Sonia and Tomas having sex in a room. So they must have.
I appreciated also on the yacht that they're like, it's like Ramona, Sonia, Lou are sitting in the sun, and they ask them to move the boat so they won't be in the sun anymore because they don't want the sun in their eyes. And Carol and Heather are making fun of it. But for me, I was just like, oh, like I'm such a sun avoider. I'd be like, oh, you can do that. I would love that.
We see also a really nice moment between Heather and Carol that like a real friendship and connection is going on, and Carol is really opening up about her husband. And honestly, in rewatching this, maybe it's more because she just talks about it the most this season, but she really talks about her ex-husband a lot, and not in a Sonia way, just in a like
sharing, a Dorinda way.
Yes, in just a sharing this about me and my past way. And it's just, do you remember her talking about it as much?
No, nowhere near this much. And I think it's really sweet and it's really insightful. And I like that, like you said, like their relationship is very apparent And it's, you can tell that they're talking to each other on a deeper level and they're becoming friends. Because Heather and Carol actually weren't friends before this season.
No, no. I think they're still friends to this day, though.
Yes.
They, yeah, it's nice. Like, who recently, Heather Gay recently said it. And that she said the biggest thing Monica forgot is that Housewives is about friendship. And it really is. As much as someone who from the outside might find that laughable and think it's just women screaming at each other, we come for the friendships, though. We
I really do, yeah.
The friendships. Like, I love to see these women married, single, with kids, no kids.
Supporting one another.
Yes.
That's something like last season, Miami, not the one that's currently airing, but when they find out that Lisa's husband, Lenny, has left her, the support and the caring that they have around her is one of my favorite housewife moments, because everyone forgets the bullshit and is there for her.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate that.
I wrote when it was, I think it was National Women's Day or something. I wrote like a whole thing about like, on the surface, what Housewives looks like, but what it really actually is. And it's such a place where not many TV shows, real or scripted, go for women of a certain age to showcase them as independent businesswomen making money. Like, it's such a unique platform. And I hate that it gets drowned out by all the other, you know, drama and noise, because that to me at the end of the day is one of the things like I love most about it. And it's moments like this that I like love to see. We want to see. And I do agree that Monica on Salt Lake forgot about that.
Oh yeah.
Like Heather was.
She forgot about that a lot. She wasn't talking about either. I mean, that could be a whole other podcast of like me psychoanalyzing Monica and her mother and all of it.
Yeah.
I would need a lot of time and like maybe a few textbooks. But anyway, speaking of some textbooks, the anxiety of Aviva is quite real, and she is making her way to the island with her husband Reed, and she talks to us about her anti-anxiety playlist, and it sounds pretty good. It's like, I don't know why she needs so much Seal. But there's like, sounds like there's some disco, sounds like there's a, she likes to like, she says the more her anxiety is, the more dancey the playlist needs to be to make her feel more carefree. And so she's got her Beats by Dre on, and she's listening and snuggled up to Reed on the plane. And I do also like this episode, the relationship of Aviva and her husband, because it seems so sweet. Like she's a lot, and he is very much here for it and helping her through it.
Agree. So Aviva makes it to the house, and did you, I don't even know if you noticed this, that her outfit she's wearing was very much giving Meredith Marks. Why are you in a blazer?
I thought the same thing. She gets off the plane in a very nice, like, subtly flared pant, a pink blazer, and like a white, like, collared shirt. Like, it's like a very, like, business casual for an island. It did surprise me as well that it was like, why aren't you dressed more beachy?
Yeah, it was giving Meredith Marks for sure. So when Aviva arrives at the house, Sonia is...
Sonia and Ramona are both skinny dipping. Ramona puts her top back on, but they don't get out of the pool right away. Everybody else is rushing over and being like hugging Aviva. And this is something that she tells us even on the plane, is that she's like, the only thing that's getting me there is picturing them greeting me and hugging me and all the happiness that there's going to be when they see me. So she's expecting a lot, and most of the women give it to her, but Sonia and Ramona are very much like, oh, they're drunk, they're half clothed. Sonia's legit naked, and like Aviva's like, they can't act like they didn't know I was coming. Like, I was calling, they all knew I was on my way.
Mm-hmm. And Reed says he's going to the room and he won't be involved with the ladies. That he has work he's going to do while he's there. Did you notice Aviva gave them some presents, which were like really random?
I didn't know what was in the bag. I just saw red bags.
Yeah, it was weird. And then
Did you see what she
Aviva,
gave them?
no, it was just like, it was just odd. It was an odd thing for her to do.
All right, Kelly. Sometimes people
Yeah.
want to give people presents.
It was weird. So then Aviva starts getting into it with Sonia and Ramona. And she's saying, Aviva's saying to them, you don't have anything negative to say about Reed being here.
Well,
And Ramona's saying that
also,
the dynamic would change.
we are missing that, like, Sonia does put on clothes, gets out of the pool, goes up to Reed, and thanks him. She
Right.
says, "Thank you for bringing Aviva. We appreciate it. And thank you for going back to the room." Like, she is quite kind to him. It's Ramona who's being really mean. Like, yes, Sonia was butt naked, but like, Ramona is immediately like, the dynamics shifted. I can feel the dynamic shift. And like, so Aviva starts it though with like a very leading question, like you were saying, like, you don't have anything negative to say about Reed being here, do you? I don't want any negativity.
And they start going at it, and two of my favorite Housewives lines ever are said in this fight.
I
It
do,
is,
Ramona's.
yes, you have the
Take
honors.
a Xanax. Sorry, I'm a little
Calm down.
calm down. I
I just effing love that line. Like, I
like that
love
she
that line.
puts her hands around her mouth the way a child does when they're like yelling at someone across the street, like an Ollie Ollie Oxen Free. Like, it's just so outlandish.
It's too good. It's too good. It's truly one of my, it's probably one of the most memed
Yep.
housewife things. Like, everyone knows that line. It's just great. And
Do you think she said that in hindsight, because they're so drunk, they are very drunk at this moment. Do you think that she may have also taken a Xanax and been drinking on Xanax? And
that's
that's
possible.
because I feel like sometimes I've noticed, I only smoke weed and drink, but like, I notice when my friends are on pills or something, they'll like bring up the thing that they're on more. Like, it's like this like subtle thing of being like, oh, like, what are they on E? It's like, no, you're the asshole on E. Like, not that people on E are assholes, but you know, it's just like one of those things where it's like, stop accusing everybody else of being on the drug that you're on. Like,
I think she probably said it because she knows Aviva and her anxieties. So I think that's maybe more where it came from. Like, that she probably assumes she takes Xanax.
yeah.
So they're going back and forth. I think Ramona tries to offer a Pinot Grigio. Aviva's like, I don't need a Pinot Grigio. He didn't come down here to see you naked in the pool. And it is also, she's like, they knew I was going to get here, but it's also like, they can do whatever the hell they want. Like,
I mean,
hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Yeah, that was not worth it. But so then Aviva says, "Is this your second favorite line?"
Well, before she says it, Luann throws Ramona and Sonia under the bus and shares how they wanted to get rid of Reed. She basically is like, oh yeah, the two of them said they were figuring out a way to get rid of Reed and make him not stay here. And then she like runs away. She drops a bomb that gets Aviva even more upset. And then yes, Aviva says one of my other favorite Romy lines of all times. You're both white trash, quite frankly. I die. What a line in that moment.
And it does shut them up for a second because apparently neither of them knew that term before.
Yeah, we'll get to that. I think that's in the next episode.
But no, but like, but in the moment, they both shut up. They're both like, and then Ramona like turns it back on Lou and is like, Lou, you were the one that said the dynamics were going to change. You said that. And I don't see any tape rolled. I don't see any Bravo wink of Lou actually saying that. I don't recall Lou being like, oh, once Reed comes, the dynamics are going to change. Because I think Lou always likes a man in the around.
Yeah. So then they kind of go, you know, separate ways and are discussing in the room. So Ramona and Sonia are discussing in their room how they're going to move forward. But then Aviva is going off to the other ladies about it. And she is just going off. She calls them low class, uneducated, no manners behavior. She says, I went to law school. I went to Vassar. I speak several languages.
Yeah.
I understand it all. She is just... She's freaking out, Aviva. She just will not stop.
I really love this moment because at this point, you've got Heather, Carol, and Luann all having a couple of beverages by this point, and they are looking at Aviva just marveled at, like, why are you so fucking worked up? Like, you could just tell that they are just like, you are being a drama queen. Their faces are just like, we're watching Aviva act now. You can almost tell that they're just like, they can't even speak. They're just like, this is so performative that we've just got to watch.
Because Sonia and Ramona, at the end of the day, they didn't really do anything. They didn't pull out a red carpet and throw the party that she wanted, but they didn't actually do anything.
And that's what Aviva also literally says is like,
no, that's why I said that.
I want, exactly. I just think it's so, I think that's the other reason why they're like, this woman's insane to think that two of the most self-censored people that they've all collectively ever met are going to throw a party for you for arriving at a vacation that they already have been at.
Yeah, no, her expectations were wild.
Way too high.
She freaks out. So then I think does Sonia decide that she's going to hug her to end this?
Yeah, Sonia says she's going to hug her. And Carol is very much just like, let it go.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. So then Sonia goes out there and says a few things to Aviva, then hugs her. But then they start getting into it again. And she starts freaking out that she called her white trash. And Carol's getting involved in it now, trying to like semi-calm it down. And
then Ramona runs out and she's screaming and Lou's there. And like Ramona's eyes are so bloodshot in this moment. And it's funny because like Ramona's like they're also saying that she's drunk and she's like, I'm not drunk.
It's like, girl,
she does drunk. I also like at one point when like Ramona and Sonia are in their room, Ramona is like drunk playing with her hair, you know, that point when you're like drunk and you just like can't stop playing with her hair, and like it just, she ends up getting her hair done too and it looks horrible. So yeah, it's just screaming. They're screaming at each other. And Sonia, though, like, gets Aviva one-on-one and is like, Aviva's like, I'm disgusted by Ramona. And Sonia says, I am too. Which I thought was like, wow, you are just playing this game, Sonia.
Yeah.
Sonia's on her apology tour and she's like, whatever, whatever. And then there's like, well, this is Carol's fault because Carol didn't tell you. And at this point, they had not heard that Carol was like, can I interrupt? Can I interrupt? Hi, guys. And they don't realize that she's there. And then they start talking shit about her. And finally, Carol's like, I am here. Like, please stop. I know you're both lying. And I loved this moment where Sonia goes, Carol, come, darling. Like, she gets so Miss Morgan. It's the best. Carol, come, darling. Like, it's just, it was one of my favorite moments. It's one of the reasons why I love doing this rewatch, is like, I forgot that and I was just like, oh god, Sonia Morgan, never stop being you.
Sonia is just drunk, this whole trip, basically, as one should be.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to falter for that. They're on vacation. But then Ramona comes out with her hair finally done, and it looks like a bad wig. It is so messed up. Like, she, like, over-curled her bangs. It's just, it's not cute. But she is now on her apology tour, and she's crying, and she hugs Aviva. And then Sonia cries, and they're all like, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. And we find out that because of all this drama, Carol missed going to Russ's rehearsal. That was what she was trying to interrupt them to go do. And they totally miss it because of all of this ridiculous drama.
Yeah. Did they go to dinner at the end, or had I my notes?
They do. Talking. So it gets really, like, so basically Carol's like, we missed dinner. And then Sonia's crying, and she tells Ramona, I have turned a corner. I don't need a man. And
oh my gosh.
They then go to commercial, and then we have one of those little bumper scenes where they're like cheering each other up, and they're finally getting ready to go to dinner. And then Ramona also has to fucking bring it back, and like they're all happy, and then she's like, well, somebody put us in a shit mood though before. And I was just like, girl, let it go.
I know. The last note that I have on the episode was that Ramona tries to move Aviva's seat because she says she's a buzzkill and wants her away from her.
Yep.
Okay, just wanted to make sure that happened. I'm like, that's the only note, like, I had at the end.
It's very quick that they, like, then they're all of a sudden at dinner and they're trying to sit down, and she's just like, I don't want to sit next to her. She's a buzzkill. And she immediately wants booze. And that's basically the end.
Yeah, well, that is beyond a memorable episode because of the Take His Annex calm down line. Like, I remembered that for, I don't know if I remembered the full context of what Aviva was freaking out.
Yeah.
Now seeing it again, I'm like, yeah, no, Aviva was just a Looney Tune.
They all are. That's the thing. Like,
true.
Like, it's so easy in hindsight to be like, Ramona's the worst, because she is. But looking at the whole thing, like, you have to understand that, like, they're all insane. Like, Aviva comes in with way too high of expectations. And Ramona and Sonia have been drinking in the sun all day.
Yeah.
And they want this to be a certain kind of party. And so everyone's expectations are fucked. And it's just like, and Carol's also on a weird plane at this whole trip too, because she's really kind of sad. And she just wanted to go see Russ and loses it because of these ladies. And then yeah. Lou is just being very, like, in the outskirts of all of it, because she's very tame this episode, and we're going to see it in the next episode too. And I think it's just very interesting that she's playing it so quiet after the whole Tomas thing. Like, it seems like she stopped drinking as much. Like, she seems very together. Like, she is on her behavior because she wants to get out of this trip and get back to her boyfriend and act like that never happened.
Yep. Yep. The thing too that I will say about Ramona, that you and I try very hard to be objective or subjective. Which one is it?
I think a little bit of both, because we try and, like, keep in mind the subject matter and, like, the object matter of it all.
Yes, basically just
I don't
not,
know if that's the real language.
We're willing to admit, when, even though we don't like Ramona at all, when she has been logical, because she is not always insanely wrong, where you're just like, you're never on the right. She has been right many a times and called people out. So
a stopped clock is right twice a day, guys.
Yeah, like, and you know, Aviva,
wrong, but she's not always wrong.
Aviva expecting such, like, praise for getting over the anxiety. Like, I don't know. I'm just not that type of person that
I think that
needs that. So I can't understand. Like, they praised her, but it's like, how much did you want?
That's exactly it. It's like, I understand, you know, as someone who also has a lot of anxieties, I have PTSD, like, there are certain things where I'm just like, oh my God, I did that. I faced this fear. But, like, nobody's ever going to be as proud of you as you, because no one knows how bad it is but yes. you.
Yes.
Because it's exactly. your own experience. Mm-hmm. And Aviva, like, I wrote down on my notebook, I was like, this is the but what about me trip. I feel like everyone's like, but me, but my thing. Like,
yes.
nobody's thinking about, like, oh, like, I don't think Aviva took into account that they were having a vacation. I think in her head, the party didn't start until she walked in. And she doesn't realize that she's not Kesha. You know, yeah. like everybody was partying without you, Aviva. Nobody cared. It didn't stop anyone's fun. They were excited to hang out with you, but it wasn't enough for you. And that's the sad part, is I really do think that she thought that everything was going to start as soon as she walked in. And that just was not the case.
The second you said that, by the way, I immediately started singing the Kesha song.
Of course.
In my head. Like, you didn't even have to say Kesha, because that's where my brain went immediately.
Because it's a bop, as the kids would say. They probably don't say that anymore. It's Riz.
It's Riz.
I think I used that wrong as well.
You know what the word, I realize that where Riz comes from. It's charisma.
Oh, all right.
I'm pretty sure, unless I'm like so old that I made that up, but I'm pretty sure it's like, you know, they have charisma, Riz. That makes sense.
Immediately, I just think of Drag Race. Charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent. That's what they're judged on.
You know,
do you know what the first letters of those words spell out? Charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent.
Wow. Yeah, the only thing now I know of Drag Race is we're watching Traitors, and...
Oh, Peppermint's in there, yeah.
Yep. Peppermint. Oh,
you've got a journey. That show is phenomenal. I keep trying to get everyone to watch Traitors. I'm just like...
I watched season one.
Yeah, no, I know, but like the second season is where Peppermint's on.
Oh, so yeah.
I was like, but no, I keep trying to tell everyone to watch Traitors. I'm just like, even if you don't like reality TV, Alan Cumming's wardrobe and the joy on Alan Cumming's face that he is getting paid to do this ridiculous thing is enough to watch.
It's amazing. 100%. Yeah, Derek loves like reality competition shows, like mm-hmm. very big on that. So I got him to watch this season of Traitors, and now he didn't watch season one. So we're going back and I'm rewatching season one with him also. But my favorite part of watching Traitors, mm-hmm. and I've posted about this, is how it brings people from dynasty franchises all together, yeah. where we're all trying to inform each other about these big players. I don't watch Big Brother. I don't watch Survivor.
Yeah.
I don't know much about that. And it made
challenge,
me
think, like, that's not something yeah, that's normally on my to-do list.
I know The Bachelor, and I watched mm-hmm. Bling Empire, and obviously all the Housewives. So it's funny what even the Housewives, like, I'm explaining to Derek, I'm like, Phaedra is literally a top five housewife for me. Like, you don't understand how much I love her. And I'm like, I'm like, she's a lawyer. She knows how to embalm people and wanted to be a funeral director. I'm like,
she is a funeral director. She legit still is. True. And married to medicine, they hold a funeral for Quad. It's a whole thing. But
yeah, I'm basically like, I'm giving him, he knows Tamara. Like, he knew who some, and tell him all about MJ, because he doesn't really know Shaz. So it's so good. It's literally, that's why I think the show is so amazing, because it brings all, like, the casting to mm-hmm. cast these people from these huge fan base franchises was the way to go if you're going to cast reality people.
And to me, I think they did a better job with this than House of Villains. Because I would say, like, I was so jazzed for House of Villains, but I don't know if you watched any of it.
I didn't.
It was just so long. Like, they, like, took, like, two episodes to kick somebody out. It was just, like, and there was, like, weird challenges. And after New York told off Omarosa, I was just like, I've seen all I need to see. This is perfect. Those were the people I cared about. I'm out.
Well, to me, though, the difference also in the casting of House of Villains to this is, like, they just pick people who are on reality shows, not necessarily, I would say, from, like, reality competition. Like,
no, there's people from reality competition shows.
Were there? Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, there were Survivor people in there and stuff. Like, there was definitely that kind of vibe. It's just, the thing is that it was, like, it was fun in theory, but it just drew it out too much. Mm-hmm. And like with traitors, it's just like there's constantly different things going on. They're not just talking about who's a traitor and who's not. They put them in the weirdest fucking competitions.
I know.
Like,
I love
all
it.
Of their challenges make no sense. It's so funny. I like will text friends and I'll be like, what was the point of that challenge? Like, did you understand any of the rules? Like the first one of second season, I have no idea. It's like a bag of cats. They're all doing like 20 different things. And I'm like, what is the objective? Like,
no,
why
so
are
random.
They doing any of it? And like, it's just, it's a fun show. Not as much fun as Roni.
No. Well, different.
I actually kind of lied a little. But well, thank you guys all for listening and being a part of our rewatch. We'll be back next week with more.
We can't wait. We love you. Don't forget to write, subscribe, let us know all of your thoughts as we're getting towards the end of season 5.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.
Love you guys.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.